No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on the Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192. And give telemedicine a try today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you, can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am in Belmont, Mississippi right now. We have just finished up the London Perry send-off as she heads back to St. Jude this week for chemotherapy. As you know, Justin Perry, her father, has been with us on the show before, and he wrote a very special song in honor of St. Jude. And here they go back, but the community here in Belmont, Mississippi, highly supportive of this family. It was an amazing parade. If you go back to the Facebook Live, you can watch the parade as the children stood there in London, received gifts from the community. What a special opportunity for the community to be able to rally around the Perry family. I'm going to have Justin join me here on the show in just a minute, and we'll talk about what this means to him and this community. When we can find opportunities to make a difference like this in some small way, and people say, well, I don't know what I can do, this parade is a very good example of what you can do and the small things that we can do to make a difference in someone's life. As you know, The Mark White Show recognizes difference makers in our communities and shares their stories to encourage and inspire. And this is one of those stories that should encourage and inspire you. I have Justin with me right now. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Justin.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Wow, what a response from this community. As we watch the vehicles come around the corner and the gifts that are dropped off, I know the police department, one of the law enforcement officers just left. So supportive here in Belmont, Mississippi.
Yeah, you know, it's like I said on the cast earlier, this is what's good about living in a small community. You know, I hear people say that they don't want to live in small towns and live in big cities, but you know, small towns that join together like this, they really have our back. And it's not only been once, but this has been twice. You know, she's relapsed, and this is our second go around at St. Jude. And just to see the continuous support of the community is really what focus us to being here at Belmont and loving Belmont as a community. And that's what it's all about, man, sticking to one another and having each other's backs.
And speaking of sticking with one another, Mike Johnson, who reached out through the Facebook Live that I did, he, of course, sends his prayers. And we had Colton and Stephanie Whistler, the family there, Colton Whistler.
Yes.
And Mike was sending his prayers. And these families have a unique relationship. When you go to St. Jude, you understand each other in a way that we can't until we've had that experience.
Yeah, you know, it's I actually know the Whistlers through Facebook, and you know, it's a bond. People don't understand, and it's hard to know that your daughter has a bond in that way, but it's also a blessing that she has a bond in that way. And St. Jude's a place that we can never give enough thanks to for what they've done so far and continue to do. And we're kind of anxious and praying, and we know God's the healer, and we know he's going to be number one, and we know St. Jude's going to work, and they're going to fight for her. And that's one thing we like about St. Jude. We know they're going to fight. And that's one thing they told us up there this time was, it's worth doing, so let's do it. So here we are, man.
And as you mentioned, for families who may be out there that are dealing with childhood cancer, this treatment that's coming up is actually coming from New York. St. Jude has exhausted what they can do. And so people that are having childhood cancer to deal with, this is something that you take seriously and have to move forward and make that decision that we want to try this treatment.
Yeah, you know, there's one thing that I always talk about when I deal with stuff with St. Jude, and it's the number one word, man, and it's hope. You know, there's never enough hope. And if somebody, you know, is listening to this and you feel like you're at your end with the childhood cancer, you know, it's good enough to reach out to other communities such as MSK in New York and MD Anderson. You know, it's that hope that you got to keep alive to keep fighting for these kids. And that's what these kids look for, and the parents, is the hope to keep fighting. And I just wanted to say that, if you're listening to this, just keep fighting and pressing on.
And you're able to make relationships with foundations and organizations through St. Jude. I noticed that Chris Hope Foundation was out here today to support London. Tell us about them real quick.
Yeah, you know, the Chris Hope Foundation, we met him in 2019 as he came down and he spoke at our school here in Belmont. And just a phenomenal guy and does a phenomenal work in Memphis. He actually just got done building and redoing what's called a Chris Hope House. And it allows families that are coming to Memphis that can't stay because of the COVID and all this. He allows the families to come in, and it's just a phenomenal house that he's done that he allows them just to be home for a while, you know. And that's what it's about. And he's a great guy. He does a race every year. He does bowling tournaments, and he just keeps the wheels rolling for St. Jude. And we've grown. He texts me all the time, and how you doing? And where's Lonnie? And when he found out that she had relapsed this time, he was number one. He said, man, I've got you. I got you. Don't worry about it. And for him to travel this far from Memphis to Belmont, and even such as yourself, man, coming all the way from Athens, man, we can't thank foundations like this enough, you know, because y'all keep the wheels rolling for families like us.
Difference makers, Chris Hope, and seeing him jumping around with his Facebook Live and catching all the action. I know that London was very excited about this and the opportunity to have so many people show up in support of her.
Yeah, you know, Chris, he's a one-of-a-kind. He's a one-of-a-kind guy, and we appreciate him, and we appreciate, as you've seen, man, just car after car after car, the love and the support. You could tell that Lonnie's just, she's got one of them personalities, and I don't know, I ain't going to describe her because I know she's my kid, but she definitely, man, she's funny and she's loved. We can't ever thank everybody enough for dealing with our girl like this. Man, all this was Belmont School's idea. The teachers, they got together and said, you know, in 2018, they welcomed us home. We had a parade downtown, and they welcomed us home as we rolled through. You know, my wife and my little girl lived in Memphis from February till just a couple days before Christmas. I think it was the 21st we came home. And, you know, so now it was kind of a different parade. They were sending us back off to St. Jude, but nevertheless, man, it was a fun, you know, kind of way of just celebrate, keeping her peppy about what's fixing to happen. And we know her attitude and her spirits are great, man. It was awesome. And that's like I told our chief of police when he let it out, you know, I said, I hope this is the last parade we have to have, you know. And I'm not saying that to be, I'm just saying that I hope that this is it, and it's that hope and the faith in Christ, and I believe she's going to be great, man. Brandon Farr, he's one of our aldermen here, and he does a lot for Belmont, man, and me and him graduated together, and me and him were always good friends in school, and his birthday was one day right after mine, and so we always kind of the day before and the day after wished each other a happy birthday, and we still do, man, on Facebook every time, every year, he wishes me, and I wish him, and he's got a great family, man, and he does a lot for the community. But Brandon, he's an outstanding guy, and you know, as you heard, a lot of the class of 2003, you know, they just pitched in and said, you know, we love him as a family, and that's what it's about, man.
Absolutely. If it's okay with you, Justin, if we could take a quick break, and you mentioned London Spirit, I'd like to talk to her and get her take on what has happened here today from seeing people who love and care about her. I saw candy.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's going to let you have any. You may be able to get some of that. I don't know.
Yes, a lot of Starburst, man. That's her favorite. Every time Super Snack would come around, and they do a Super Snack at Belmont, and she would head for Starburst, and that was her deal. And one of the ladies that was in line actually today is her nurse at school, Nurse Melody, and she takes up a lot with London and really does. But Nurse Melody always makes sure that she had her Starburst on hand. So.
And yellow ones. I heard someone say she likes the yellow.
Yes, the yellow ones. You would think most people.
She can have all of my yellow ones, yeah. You know.
But yeah, we can definitely get her and get her take on it.
Folks, right now we're in Belmont, Mississippi. We have just finished up the London Perry send-off. What a great rally around the Perry family from this community here in Belmont, Mississippi. It took me a little while to get here, but I'm so glad and thankful that I could be a part of this, because I'm telling you, people, if you make this part of your life to make a difference, it will touch you in a way that nothing else can. And that is the most important thing that we can do in this life, is make a difference in the lives of others, to be there for them, support them. And yeah, you may say, well, I don't know what I can do. And then you may look at it and say, well, this small thing's not enough. Don't look at it that way. Look at every little possible thing that you can do and do it. Just take that step and do it. It will make a difference in the lives of others. So I hope you'll continue to stick with us. We will have London on the program when we come back. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your dependable service center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
To the city, works extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
And we're back. You're listening to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and we have the young lady of the hour, Miss London Perry. Welcome to The Mark White Show, London.
Thank you.
Your hair is beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
You got a lot of compliments on your hair. Did you hear the people as they passed talking about your hair?
Yeah.
And I saw candy. I was telling your dad I saw a lot of Starburst. Is that something you like?
Yeah, I got a 3-pound bag of Starburst.
Is it all yellow?
I don't know.
They should come out with an all yellow. You know how they'll have candy and sometimes they'll come out with a specific one?
Yeah, they said that they should be a lot of yellow in them, so it must be all yellow.
Perfect. What did you think about this parade? As people came around the corner, all these, that was a lot of cars.
I loved it.
What was your favorite?
The gifts that everybody gave.
Who was that special person holding the basket?
Miss Cherie.
Miss Cherie. Now, who is she to you?
She's my principal.
Principal at Belmont School, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, that's a great principal, holding the basket, and she wanted to make sure that all those gifts came in the basket and people handed them through the window. I know you were opening your gifts, and I apologize for breaking up that, but I appreciate you coming on the show to talk to me.
Thank you.
We appreciate everybody in the community. I know you want to thank them as well. You held up a sign, and you appreciate their support, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, you're a sweet girl. You're very pretty. You're a very pretty girl. When will you be 9 years old?
In May the 8th.
May the 8th. Okay, well, my nephew, his birthday's May the 10th, so that's not far off.
My brother is just a couple days early.
No, it's in April the 27th, so they're 11 days apart.
Wow.
So we usually have our birthdays together.
Okay. Now, are you going to share your candy? I guess that's my biggest question. A little
maybe.
Bit.
Maybe.
So your brother, what's his name?
Grayson.
And then you had a cousin who was next to you as well. Who was that?
Braylee.
Do you appreciate having your cousins, your relatives, your family to support you and be here for you?
Yeah.
That's a big deal. And having the community. So we appreciate the city of Belmont. And thank you, London. And just know that the Mark White Show is in your corner. I love you. Gotten to know your dad, Justin. Did you like his St. Jude song that he wrote?
Yeah.
What did you think about it?
It was great.
I thought so, too. We played it on the show. Did you know that?
No.
We played it on the Mark White Show. As a matter of fact, I think that we're going to close out the show with that song today. You think that would be a good idea?
Yeah.
Well, let's have some Justin Perry, all right? Justin Perry, folks, with his song St. Jude. Tell people again that didn't hear about the song and what it means to you as we close out the show.
Man, it just means, I know there's a lot of families up there at St. Jude, and, you know, right now with COVID, it's just a hard time being in them walls. You know, the song talks about that the laughter, you see the laughter on the face-filled walls and the tear-stained halls as parents are just crying. You know, they don't know what to do. But there's just one thing about it is, you know, even though that happens, we as families, we say thank you no matter what, because even though it's a hard place to be in, it's a blessed place to be in, no doubt, man. And you know, if your kid's fighting something like that, it's just, that's why when you think of St. Jude, you think of hope together with it. So it was just a song of encouragement to say, hey, families, keep your head up. You know, there's better days coming. There really are. And so that was just kind of the message of getting it out. And, you know, at the end of it, it talks about Danny Thomas in 1962, his vision of kids being cancer-free, and that was his main goal. And that's when it talks about at the end. It says, hey, you know, there's the sign and the confetti. They throw confetti on the kids and they sing a little song and they tell them to get out of here. You don't need chemo anymore. And, you know, it's just it's a joyful moment. And it's a moment that one day we're going to see. I really do believe it. And I think she's going to be beat this, and we're going to get some confetti thrown on us, and it's just going to be that joyous moment.
If you're listening right now and you're in a similar situation, I want you to know that the Mark White Show is here for you as well. You can always reach out to me. You can send a message via email to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. You can also send a message through Facebook, Instagram, even Twitter. How do you like Baby Jack's Barbecue, by the way?
Yes. So the first time in 2018 when you reached out to us, and so we went that day and we went to Baby Jack's, and man, it was a great barbecue. So we have another year and 2 months now to go again at St. Jude, and we'll definitely be back.
It's an interesting story, Justin, that the owner of Baby Jack's grew up across the street from me in Athens, Alabama.
Wow.
His grandfather started Witt's Barbecue, if you're familiar with Witt's.
Yep.
They started Witt's, and then he started Baby Jack's. But we were right across the street growing up, speaking of people who are close to you and you build relationships with. And Will Clem is one of those guys. So I do want to say I appreciate Baby Jack's and Will for being willing to give the gift certificates. And we'll keep you in Baby Jack's Barbecue, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. And thank you to the Baby Jack's. Man, we went and we all sat down, and all we do is just show them the certificate that you provide us with. And it's a good way for families that are on the go up there and need a good free meal and a good hot meal, and we appreciate it very much.
And I appreciate you, Justin. I appreciate you being willing to share with our community, share with neighbors this story. I know it's very tough, but at the same time, I believe that there is some healing that takes place when you're able to verbalize. And I've talked to enough families now, and moms and dads. I want to give that opportunity in a comfortable setting to make people feel comfortable when they're talking to me and be able to get their thoughts and feelings out so that it does touch somebody out there who needs to hear the message.
Well, thank you so much, Mark, man. It's guys like you, like I said again, you know, you're definitely a difference maker, and not even in just your community. I've seen you in Athens, and then the little town, I can't remember the name,
Winfield.
We don't go there a lot.
Icy Gator.
And the Icy Gator and the Cajun Connection.
The Tilly family.
So, yeah, it's, I mean, not only do you just kind of stick to your community, but you go out and you branch out, and like this, you drove 2 hours to come to little old Belmont. So you're definitely, man, a top-notch guy, and we appreciate it. Definitely in our book, you know, you see on your show the difference maker, and that's what you are, Mark.
Thank you, buddy. Folks, I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Send me a message, as I said, themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Please subscribe to the podcast, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple iTunes, Blueberry, and even on YouTube. Let your friends and family and neighbors know about The Mark White Show, because we're here to make a difference. And I hope that you've enjoyed this special show from Belmont, Mississippi, with Justin Perry and his daughter, London. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Here was 1962, one man's vision had come true. Place your sick kids around the world, and now it's home to my little girl. Only 5 years old, big blue eyes and lots of gold. Overnight her life had changed, and now she'll never be the same. There's two words we know most of all, and that's love. Thank you.
Christmas roll around. Parents' tears fall on the ground as if to say, hey, hey, thank you, Saint Jude. Thank you, Saint Jude.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems
to fit. You are my sunshine. Oh,
this is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the U.S., but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation can help save 4 COVID patients. So, if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.